He's not here, it's because Shnei Melechasana, so I had no one to notice that. Okay, there's a Gemara like this. The Gemara in Shabbos there's a din that we know that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, the Hainu, that even though, what would you say if you wouldn't know this din? Yankel, sorry, pick on you.
That Mila is Deicha Shabbos?
Yeah, what would you have said without?
It would be Asa.
Why?
Give me one, give me two,
it doesn't matter.
Carrying.
Wow, carrying, nah, that's not an Issa, you don't have to carry. What? You're doing an Issa of Mila, it's Mila's a Chabura. Give me a raya that it's true, Yanko. Because a Mila Shalob is mana, it's not Deicha Shabbos, so what are we worried about? So it's not the carrying. Because if it's the carrying, you'd have Mila Bismana too. The problem is because when you take out blood from a child, so called the Moshe Shenim, there's an Issa called Atzas Neshama. You take out the Neshama, right? Ki Adam Hu Nefesh. So there's an Issa. So what? Why don't you say Aseh Deicha Lo Issa, sir? Reveal?
Actually,
Aseh
Deicha Lo is not, this is a
Lo Issa
that has Misa.
Kares. It has a Lo Issa Sheesh, but Kares. What?
So does the Asa? Well, now maybe not the Tana.
Well, it's not on the child, on the child when you get told, not on the father. But what's here?
That's also.
That's what I say too. Shabbos, even though the Gemara never says it. So you have reasons that you shouldn't be able to do it. But the Torah, how do we know you could? What? That why? What does B'yam HaShmini mean?
The Torah allows you to do it.
How do you know from there? You're right, that's the drush. But how do you know from there? Oh. It says B'yom HaShmini. Where's that written? In Tazria. Isha ki Tazria. V'yalda Zacha. Ha'ya B'yom HaShmini yimul psar lasa. Now, so the Gemara asks, what does that have to say that for? We already know Bris Mila is on the 8th day. Where do we know that from? This week's Parsha. So we're doing this. From Avraham Avinu. Parsha's Lech Lecha. This week's Parsha, say Ben Shmoy Nas Yomim. So you know Mila is B'Shmini. You know it has to be done on the 8th day. So why did the Torah have to repeat itself? That's the Gemara's question. Why did the Torah have to repeat itself to tell us that Mila is Deicha Shabbos? Why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? Why is Mila Bishmini? Why did the Torah have to say Bishmini? To tell you Bishmini, like Rav Shlomo said, Bishmini Afilu Bishabbos. You understand? So the Pasuk in Tazria is an extra Pasuk to tell you Shmini Afilu Bishabbos. Okay, that's a Gemara. Okay, so we learn not only Mila Bismana, because it's Nichlasu Aleyad Gimabrisis, and therefore, when you have a Mila Shaloi Bismana, you cannot do it a Bris Mila on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Avada, Deir Gavriel's reasoning doesn't exist, because there's no Chorus, so you have to say like Shia, and that's a Gemara. Because Yom Tov is a Loisa Seva Esse, other reasons too, maybe, but Lalach at least, it's because it's a Loisa Seva and an Esse. Okay? But Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Comes along the Gemara and says the following din. Now, did anybody ever see a child that was born healthy, gesund, on Shabbos and the Mila was not on Shabbos?
Yeah.
What's it called? A Yaitza Daifa. Cesarean, right. Why, Bumi? I'm not sure. It's a good question. You're right. So now we're going to finally learn why. Okay? So now, for this, you could call me Rebbe. All right? I'm going to teach you something. Now, what's the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, listen to this, Bumi. Amar Rab Asi. It's a member of an Amora. Kol she'imoy meya leida. Whenever there's a birth, so as we said before, one of the places that says Mila, besides Parshas Lech Lecha, is Tazria. What does it talk about over there? Isha ki Tazria, v'yalda zacha, right? She 7 days she is tame. Why is she tame from? She's tame from the leida. That's called tumas leida. In other words, when a woman gives birth a normal way, so even if no blood comes out through the mucker, but since there was a leida, the leida makes her tame for at least 7 days. We're machmir more, but usually, not negir right now, but she's tameh for 7 days for a zachar, 14 days for nekeva, and then the Torah says, shivas yamim for zachar, ubiyam hashmini, yirab sar alasai. Torah comes and tells us right away the mitzvah of mila. So Gemara learns out, kol she'imot me'aleida nimel lishmoina. Since it says bris mila b'shmini right after tumas leida, so whichever woman has a tumas leida, she has a bris, that child has a bris mila of shmini. The kol she'imot me'aleida, but if his mother is not tumas leida, zoktash ki goin yetzadei, from Russia is another case, which is not again now, will be a different shir. The Gemara learns out in Nida that the din is if a woman has what's called a Yaitza Daifin. Yaitza Daifin means it comes out from the side. We call it a cesarean. What do we call a cesarean? You know when, James? Because
Julius Caesar was born.
Because Julius Caesar was born. So what? What? Well, that's what Tysus brings, he says, because that's what happened to the Kaiser. I'm a male, everybody for some reason calls it in Yiddish a Kaiserschnitt. Right? So that's a cesarean. We call it a cesarean. Right? But anyway, there's no tumas later. That's called, in the Gemara, it's called yoitza daifin. It's coming out from the side rather than tazriya. That's it for namakum zera, where the woman's mazriya. That has no tumas later. Oh, if there's no tumas later, then melawat. The melawat, there's no... What? There's no yamashmini. Now, did you ever see that? So when do you mal the child then, Bumi? No. You mean it's not Yom HaShmini, it's Malam Sunday? What if he's born on Wednesday?
No, you do Yom HaShmini, but it's not done for Shabbos.
Where'd you get this? I'm reading the words of the Gemara. Let's read one second. Let's read the words of the Gemara. Amar Basi. Kol she'imot me'aleida nimel l'shmoina. Kol she'ein imot me'aleida ein nimel l'shmoina. That's the Zok Drashi. Kagoyin Yaitza Daifin, Rashi gives a Ein b'na mamtin ad shmoina elo nimel miyad. Yemalim as soon as he's born. There's no din of shmini. There's no din of shmini. Alright? That's the words of the Gemara. And it's muchach in the Gemara later on. The Gemara is muchach later on. The Gemara says, Yesh miknas kesef shenimel le'alef. Meaning first day. Yesh miknas kesef shenimel shmoina. Yesh yilid bay shenimel shmoina. The Gemara clearly, shmoina means you don't malim on the eighth day. Rather, in other words, if he's born on Wednesday, you malim Wednesday. That is, if he's well enough. That's not to do with Shabbos. Okay? All right. That's the Gemara.
It means that the chiv starts that day?
There's a chiv to malim.
Or
you mean, can you wait? Right. Can you do that? That's a good point. What is the chiv exactly? That's a good point. But right now, we'll leave that because it's hard to know what it is because, as you know, the halacha, it's not true. But you're right. David says, pigeon a ben too. What does pigeon a ben do? Do you do it the 31st day? Or you can do it any time. So Lamai says, the chinuch seems to say, you could do it any time. Lamai says, we do it on that day. But this is not negel Allah, because we don't do this. Now, that's the Gemara. Okay, comes along the Gemara, Abaya. Amalei Abaya. So this is Rabbi Asi's member. So again, Yaitza Daifin, since there's no Tumas Leida, does not have a Mila Bishmini, but rather his Mila, like Rashi says, which is Mukhi in the Gemara later on, his Mila is that very day. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asked him, Deiris HaYirshenim Yechichu. Let's bring a Raya, Rashi says, Deiris HaYirshenim, Mavram Ad Matan Torah. Right? She'eni Matmei Leida, there was no Tumas Leida before Matan Torah, there's no such thing as Tumas Leida. There was a Yetzir Daifin, but there was no Tumas Leida. The Tuma didn't start till Matan Torah. So when the Torah said to Mal, it didn't make a difference whether he had Tumas later or not. She'ein imo t'meir later v'nimel l'shmoina. And yet he's Mal to the eighth day. That's what Abaye asked him. You see, the eighth day, he's even if there's no Tumas later. That's what Abaye is kash. Amalei, so Abasi answered him, nitna Torah v'nischat shalach. You're right, I agree with you. Before Matan Torah, it was talking the eighth day because there's no dinner Tumas later. Nitna Torah neschat shalacha. The Torah was mechadish shalacha. And therefore, you do have a din of Allah. That was Rabasi's answer, response to Abaye's kash. Okay.
When the Pasuk says Asher Teling, those Zohar's Teling, and so it has to have a later. Maybe David's David, not a later.
What?
So even before Matan Torah,
yeah,
it didn't was, you have to have the eighth day on anything, any zocher that
you don't born. You don't find that drush. The Gemara drush is only from Tasriyah. You don't find it. By yeah, but the Gemara does say something by the Gabi Karbonis, there is such a drush. The Gemara doesn't, you're right, I don't know, to look into it, why not?
Could you also say that Avram was not even retired before?
Yeah, but Lamais is, there was no Tumas Leida till Yom Chash. You could be, Avadi was knowing that way. So now listen to this Rambam. She was pierced. Yeah, he was makpid on neither. But doesn't say any way in the Torah there's a mitzvah, there was any halachas because of that. So we get to halacha. Beis, yeah. Kalaf halacha zayin. So listen to this Rambam.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Hey. The Gemara is Kuf Lamed. The Rambam paskins Perkala Falocha Zayin that Mila of. And the Gemara goes into later on with being, you know, it's not Deich HaShabbos because of that. You know, just it my Yaitz Adayfin, Misha Yesha Shtei Arelis, he has two Arlas, Mechalel Nevis, Machloikis, Chadom Ein Mechalel Nevis, Adkan Lepli Lechal Shabbos, the Gemara says maybe, but Lishmoyne maybe do Mal, Haba Hatalia, it goes together. Right? That's the Gemara says, Haba Hatalia, it goes together. The Rambam Paschim, this is Allah, everybody knows, that when a woman has a cesarean, when a woman has a yetzer daifen, so you mal the kid on the eighth day. If he's born on Wednesday, you mal him next week on the eighth day. But if he's born on Shabbos, when do you mal him? Oh, that, so you're right, boom. That's halacha. In other words, the Rambam's paskening, there is a bris milah of shmoina, but it's not deiche Shabbos. And all the Kesem Mishnah, everybody asks, where did the Rambam get this from? If he holds it, the drasha, so you see from the Gemara, it should be mal right away. And if he doesn't hold from the drasha, so be mechal Shabbos too, if there's no such drasha. How did the Rambam get this in between? So there's a word from Reb Chaim, I'll tell you Reb Chaim. Now Reb Chaim, you have to know how it fits into the Gemara. Reb Chaim says, the Rambam paskin like the man de Omar, Abaye. Abaye asked the question, Deiris harishayim yachichus. What was his kasha? What was basically his kasha? How could you tell me that you need Mila, right? You need Tumas Leida in order to bring about a Mila Bishmaina. You see, the Daris Rishayim were not that way. That was his kasha. Daris Rishayim had no Tumas Leida, and yet they had a mitzvah of Bris Mila Bishmaina. So what was his kasha? The Pasha learned his kasha well, so therefore it should be Taka Bishmini, and it should be Deich HaShabbos. Learns Reb Chaim. No. That Abaye, even though Rabasi answered, but for some reason Rambam spots like Abaye's kasha, whatever, he has otherwise pasukim. That Abaye was saying like this. He says, Ein achanam. This is a pasuk that says, B'yayim hashmini. But in this pasuk, there's also another din. What's the other din in this pasuk? Like we said before, they learn out that Mila is Deuche Shabbos. So that I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you in the drosha. No, if you learn Abaye just saying you're wrong because you see you don't need to mislead her and that's it, but the pasuk does say Isha ki sazria and the mismash and she should be tamis shivas yam and then there's a bris milah. The Teretz says I agree with you that there's a drasha that a requirement for milah is to mislead her, but it's only a requirement in the dechi of a Shabbos, okay, but not in the din shmini. In the din shmini, you still have the din of Avram Avinu that you have to mal on the eighth day. I think you started saying that. You said that. Maybe it's Deich HaShabbos. It's not Deich HaShabbos, but it's no Shmini.
Well, I would say since the whole drush is...
Exactly, that's what he's saying. You just then add into the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara is not Masha that way. The Rama learned, that's Pshat Nabayas Kash. In other words...
And the Gemara says that Allah is Scottish,
oh, that he's pasking not like that man d'amar in a chanami. He's pasking Abaye's kasha. But rather than saying that Abaye's kasha is therefore you should mal the first day, Abaye was asking, I agree with you, you need Tumas Leidah. So that takes away the din of Chilul Shabbos. But there's still a din of Shmini. Therefore, that's what the Rambam's psak is, that Mila is not Deuche Shabbos. Why? Because you need Tumas Leidah to be Deuche Shabbos. But still, right, but still, there's a din of Mila Bishmini. Okay, in other words, the koyach to be deicha of mil to be deicha Shabbos, that's the pasuk tazria. That's taka you need neschach olach. Abaye agrees neschach olach only lagabe being deicha Shabbos. Till now, what was the din? Till now, there was a din yamal bishmini. Somebody would ask you, can you do it on Shabbos? I'd say no. Now the Torah says it could be deicha Shabbos. So what did the Gemara made? The Torah made a stipulation. When is it deicha Shabbos? Only if there's Tumas Leidah. If there's no Tumas Leidah, it's not Deicha Shabbos. That's very logical. So it makes sense. That's the Rambam's psak.
The Makar of Mila, according to the Rambam, would be the Avraham Avinu, right?
Hmm?
The Makar of Mila itself would be Avraham Avinu, according to the
Rambam. Exactly, yeah.
But aren't there different halachas?
Oh, that's a good point. We'll get to that. One second.
Well, yeah. Why doesn't any Hatmina that it shouldn't be Shmini? The Torah says Shmini. You need a Kiddush for Shabbos, but they're fine. You have to have the Tumas.
Right, right. Yeah, but
once you don't have Tumas Leidah.
But in the same place it says it's Deicha Shabbos, it says Shmini. So the Gemara, and it's clear in the Gemara that way, that according to the, if you argue on him, it's Masha, you have to do with Berishan. That's what Rashi speaks out. So, and that's, you're saying is what Abaye is saying. The Torah only came because of the din of Shmini, right? Because of the din of Shabbos.
I guess I'm fixated back in Brachos where it said, you know,
don't just yeah, so that's what he's saying. So Poshut, you learn that it's once the Torah was Machadish it, so it means everything. Oh, that's the Ramsak. So, Ben, can I have your promise? You know, that's Reb Chaim's, again, we're just saying Pshat in the Rambam, how it fits into the Gemara and the Sugya, all right, that's a different shmuz by itself, that would take time, we'd have to run through this, learn the Sugya. So somebody asked me years ago, Akasha, the following Kasha, right, Yevamos. The Gemara, we said before, Gavriel mentioned, that the essay is not Deicha Olav Shebekaris. That's a Shakavatari in the Gemara in Yevamos. Right, the Gemara wants the same, could be that's a Maskana, even though asay deicha loisase, but it's not deicha alav shebekaris. Because what do you know asay deicha loisase? Remember? Klayim betzitzis. So only tzitzis at klayim, which is alav, but something which is stronger than alav, like alav shebekaris. Chagzai says, uden alav sheesh boi misa b'dei shemayim, even though that's less than a karis, it's good. But the Gemara talks about alav shebekaris. So Gemara has a whole shakavataya in Yevamos, whether you should say S is Deicha Lav Shebekaris or S is not Deicha Lav Shebekaris. So Gemara brings that I find three places that a S is Deicha Lav Shebekaris. What's that? The Gemara says you find from Tamid. You see a Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. Right? Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. You see it is Deicha. You see Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. And you see Mila is Deicha Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara tries to learn out. Let's learn out from Tamid. Tamid is called Tadi, the Gemara says. Okay, let's learn out from Mila. Mila itself has Karis like Sam has, because eventually, if the father doesn't do it, it's some kind of Karis. Let's learn out from Pesach. Pesach Zicha has Karis. So the Gemara says, okay, let's learn out all from all three. So the Gemara, no, you can't learn out from all three. Why? Because Mekulanami shekein yeshnan lefnei hadibur, because they're all mitzvahs that are unique, that they're there before Matan Torah. Pesach was given before Matan Torah, Mila was given before Matan Torah, and Tamid, there's a mandam in the Gemara, oilas shekrivu bnei Yisrael b'midbar, oilas Tamid haya. It's a mechoikas oilas riya, oilas Tamid. So we're going with the mandam oilas Tamid haya. So don't bring me a raya from these three mitzvahs, because they're all lefnei hadibur. That's why it's Deicha Shabbos. So somebody asked me the following question. According to Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, right, why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? Only because of the Mila of after Matan Torah. The Mila from before Matan Torah, like what? Like the Mila of a Yaitze Deifen, is not Deicha Shabbos. So forget. You see from this Gemara that the strength of Mila is because it's Yeshna Lefnei Adibur, and that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. And since that's its strength, so what do you tell me in the Rambam? Mila v'yetzedef is not derech Shabbos, because that you learn out from Matan Torah. But there's still bishmini because of the derech Arishen, because of Avraham Avinu. Fakat, the Gemara says over here, the strength of Mila to be derech Shabbos is because it is l'fnei Adibah. So if anything, that should be derech Shabbos. The Mila v'yetzedef should be derech Shabbos. That was his kasha, it's a very shein kasha. So this is what I told him. So I think this is a good Torah. The person asked me, he's a Talmud Chacham, and I told him like this. So, Ben, I'm sorry. I need a Gemara Kedushin too.
Just because it was before
Matan
Torah, doesn't have to
be like Steichah Shabbos with Yom HaShmini.
Maybe
if it would
be just without this... So call Shkai. I got it.
If you tell me...
Shkai.
Thank you,
brother. You think maybe just because Matan Torah, maybe any time it's Steichah Shabbos.
Yeah, but... Okay, good, but we know it's not that way. But Al-Kopanim Yetzir Deifel, which is Lefnei Matan Torah, it should be Deichah Shabbos. So there's a this kasha is the Shagas Arias kasha, not kasha. It's this kasha I'm going to say now, and with the Shnei Yeshua Eskit, and with their teretz, I think we'll have an answer to this kasha. The Gemara, it comes up in the Gemara in Kedushin that the first year that Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, when they went into entered Eretz Yisrael, so Gemara learns out that even though certain mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, right, there's mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, in other words, there are mitzvahs that are totally in the ground, trumas, maisas, chodesh, and so forth. So those mitzvahs usually are noeg only in Eretz Yisrael, with some exceptions, like chodesh, like a klayim. But the Gemara says that usually you're not chayv in those mitzvahs till after they were koivish Eretz Yisrael, and they gave out Eretz Yisrael. They're 14 years. In other words, those mitzvahs only started after 14 years that they went, Yeshua crossed into Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh, the Gemara learns out, is as soon as they crossed the Yarden, the Issa of Chodesh started. That's what Gemara learns out. The Issa of Chodesh started. Now, the Issa of Chodesh, when does it become mutter? In other words, what's Chodesh? Let's first explain. Chodesh is if you have any of the five grains that grow. So if they grow before the second day of Pesach, to take root actually, before the second day of Pesach, so if you cut them, you can't eat them before the second day of Pesach. It's only mutter the second day of Pesach, either when you bring the Omer, or Bezman Hazeh, they become mutter the second day of Pesach. Midraisa could be the morning, according to one mandam, it's even midraisa the evening, but whatever it is, it's not mutter till the second day of Pesach. So that means, when you want to eat matzah, you have to use last year's grain. You can't eat this year's grain for matzah. If you have winter wheat, it's no good. You have to use last year's, before the one that was mutter from Pesach of Samech Zayin. In other words, if you're going to cut any grains this year, it's no good for. You can't use it for Pesach, for matzah, because it's Chodesh. So you have to use last year's produce. So what they went into Eretz Yisrael, everything was also. So it comes out, the way the Yerushalmi learns, that they were not allowed to eat matzah that year, and they didn't eat matzah that year. They taka didn't eat matzah that year, because all grains, all the five grains were chodesh, everything became chodesh, even old wheat, because last year didn't have any heter of second year Pesach. So everything became matzah to them, and they were stuck, and they didn't eat matzah that year. Zoshtet and Yerushalmi. Right? The Bavli just alludes to it, but Yerushalmi learns the mamish were usher in eating any matzah. They didn't eat matzah that year. That year they were not makan the matzah.
Well, that's a big drag. They slept in with them.
Why? The Yerushalmi says even what they slept in with them.
Why isn't
the essay that allowed? Oh, for Ketaisis, it brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi maksha, lama lo achlu matzah mechadash, v'yavai esed de be'erv teichlu matzahs, v'yitcha lo yisase de chadash. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. So taka say, asay decheloysa say. Why don't you say that you could eat matzah because of asay decheloysa say. Umetaritz, emfer to Yerushalmi, de'ein asay dekoidem adibur decheloysa say de'achar adibur. Because over here, the mitzvah of matzah is unique. It's a mitzvah before Matan Torah. Right? It's a mitzvah before Matan Torah. And that's not deicha alav after Matan Torah. So, yeah?
It wasn't ratified with Matan Torah, it was restated.
Good, that's a question. I mean, you want to understand, but that's Zayishtet and Yerushalmi. Let's first accept the Torah. We're saying Shia.
So by Mila and Shabbat, both are...
Frank the Pnei Yeshua, Frank the Shagasaya, others, the Shamelach, I believe, the Chertz Stira to Ahu Bavli. And they say it could be that's where Tosis gives a different Teretz. Tosis Teretz is, Yen Chanami, Esedech Loisa, Gzeira Kazayis Rishon, Ota Kazayis Shein. Where do you have such a Gemara? Yevamis, by Bia. The Shagasaya says, no Dimion, Bia is a dead Bia, and that's a Gzeira, and who says you're going to eat a second Gzeira? But whatever it is, some say that's what Tosis had to give a different Teretz, because Yishami Taka argues. In fact, I think I saw many years ago in the Stei Chemed, it's just a verbal, but it's a nice, he says like this, it comes out, it's a steer between the Yishalmi and the Bavli. She has Kasha, right? What they ask. Well, let's go over the Kasha. You see from the Yishalmi that the Esek Koyim Dibur is weaker, that it's not Deicha Loisaseh. And in the Bavli, it's Mash Faket. Because it's Lefnei Dibur, it's Deicha Lav of Koris. One second, look. So he says, the Stei Chemed brings from somebody, I don't remember, it could be Israel from your Mechutin's grandfather, from Moshe Nachum Yerushalmsky, I think he brings it. He brings such as that. He says a very nice thing. The Gemara says, what should you do first? Right, I don't want to hear your opinion. What should you do first? Learn Torah first or get married first? That's a Gemara. So you don't need... So Gemara makes a Machloikis. Halon v'halahu. What's the who? What's the Halon v'halahu? Machloikis Rashi Taisis. Right? So Taisis learns that in Eretz Yisrael, you should learn Torah, right? You should learn Torah and then get married. In Bavel, it should be the opposite. In Bavel, you should first get married and then learn Torah. So Taisis goes into, because in Eretz Yisrael, they had the Oparnos, in Bavel, they left their wives, whatever it was. But he says like this, very good. In Eretz Yisrael, they hold Esek Koidim and Dibur. It's not so stark. So be learn before you do Pruvu. In our Talmud Bavli, they learned that the Esek is so stark before in Dibur, it's Deich Alav Shemakaris. So you should be Mekayim Pruvu before you learn Torah. It says, of course, it's not Poshim Shad, but it's a nice book. Anyway, that's the steer between the two, the Gemara Yerushalmi and the Gemara Bavli. Again, the steer is, our Bavli seems to say that Esek Koidim and Dibur is starker, that it's Deicha Lav Shebekaris, and the Yerushalmi seems to say it's weak. Zokta Shagasai, no, and the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing, but he adds a little more Havana to it. Zokta Shagasai, no, what the Gemara means, our Gemara that is Deicha, rather, Esei Shkoidim Dib is not Deicha, like the Yerushalmi. Pnei Yeshua says why? Because when it was given, there was no stipulation that it's Deicha Shabbos, Meicha Taisi. It was given, this is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs that were given by Matan Torah were given with a t'nai that they are Deicha the Lav. This was never given with a Lav because there was no Shabbos when they were given. So it's not Deicha Shabbos. So Pesach, Mila, and those were repeated after Matan Torah. Since they were repeated, that's what he means to say, since they were repeated, they could be Deicha. So let's learn out from them that every Lav is Deicha Shabbos. No, they have a strength that they were said before Matan Torah too. But it's not because they were said before Matan Torah is why it's Deicha Shabbos. You follow? No, it's Matzah is not repeated. This says Psukim and Matzah. That's talk about the Matzah of the Korban Pesach. Be'erev Teichu Matzah is written before Matan Torah. That was not repeated. Therefore, when it was given, the mitzvah of Matzah was not given that it could be Deicha Shabbos. So now that we got Shabbos, Meicha Teis, it should be Deicha Shabbos. That's the weakness of it. Masha Ein Kein, the mitzvah of Mila, Zokta Shagasai and Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara doesn't mean the mitzvah of Mila before Matan Torah is Deicha. The mitzvah of Mila given during Matan Torah. Learn out from there that any mitzvah is Deicha Lav Shebekaris. Happens to be that this mitzvah also was said before Matan Torah, so it has a strength to it. But where's the koyach to be Deicha Shabbos they're learning? Not the mitzvah of Mila before Shabbos, but before Matan Torah, the mitzvah of Mila after Matan Torah. So Mela, the Talmud Chacham's Kasha is Miyushim. He was asking me a quarter of Chayim, you say that the mitzvah of Mila by Yetzer Daifin comes from before Matan Torah, and therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. You see from the Gemara, the reason is Deicha Shabbos because it was given before Matan Torah. No, according to the Pnei Yeshua Shagasaya, it's not Deicha Shabbos because it was given before Matan Torah. It was given after. Just that as a strength that was also given before Matan Torah. But that mitzvah that's only given before Matan Torah, which is a Mila of Yetzer Daifin, doesn't have the strength to be Deicha Shabbos. I think that's a posh attempt. Now, I just want to be Ma'ira, which is a Kasha. Remember, we had this Kasha many years. Joel mentioned before. And Ben can have a Gemara Chulin if you don't mind. the we've mentioned this Rambam in other shiurim, but the Rambam, thank you. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin the following. Pirush Mishnayos printed here in these Gemaras. Let's see. Here. The Rambam said this, on the Mishnah of Gittin Asher, when we learned Gittin Asher once, we went through this, but the Rambam says like this, Sim Libcha, it's in Kuf Gim, Daf Kuf, Sim Libcha ala Ikka Agodla Nichol B'Mishnah Zayitz. Pay attention, pay heed to a big Yisoy, the Ikka, in what's said in this Mishnah. V'hu Masha Amar B'Sinai Nesa. Right? The Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Gittin Asher was given in Sinai. So, because of certain Shver Rambams we've mentioned, we see in the Rambam note that really the mitzvah of Gittin Asher was given to Bnei Yankiv. Right? It was given to Yankiv. But when did the mitzvah really start? The mitzvah really started as Torah only for Matan Torah. They had the mitzvah of Gittin Asher before Matan Torah, not like Rashi learns. But what's it called, our mitzvah, only after Matan Torah? Lefi. Shatar Reisa Ladas. You have to know. Shekol Masha Numachikim. Anything that we don't do, or Oisim Ayoyim, that we do, Ein Anu Oisim El B'Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. We do it because of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah. Lo Yisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omazel HaNeviim Shalafonov. Not that Moshe Hashem told the Nevi'im in front of them. In other words, there are mitzvahs before Matan Torah, Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, Bris Mila, Gittin Asher, according to the Rambam. So he says, Kugoyin Zeh, She'ein Anu Oichlan Eiv Menachai. Ein Anu B'nei Shekosh Baruch Hu Oso Yisrael LeNoyach. Right? The Rambam sheet is, it only started by Noyach, not by Adam Rish. Right? Only, Ela Lefisha Moshe Oso Aleinu Eiv Menachai. B'mashe Tziva B'Sinai. She is kaim isim chai, that the mitzvah of Eivu Nechai should keep going. K'moy kain. Ein anu malin, our mila, is not mipnei shavram avinu ol v'sholm mal atzmoy v'anshe beise. Ela mipnei, shakarish baruch hu tziva ha'sanu adei moish rabbeinu shenimo, k'moy shemal avram avinu ol v'sholm. V'chein gira noshe. Ein anu holchem acha isa yankiv avinu, Ela mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. How do I know that? Haloi Tira. Masha Amu, the Gemara says in Marcus, Taryag Tira Tzival Anu Moshe. What's Tira B'Gemachia? 611. Anechim lo yeh mipecha mipi agvura shamanus. The Gemara says, Taryag mitzvahs nemaloi l'moshe m'sinai. Mishmelch even points out that according to this Rambam, that the Gemara says, that Pruvu was not repeated, it means it was not repeated in the Torah. But Avada in Sinai, they were told Pruvu. It's not written in the Torah, but they had to because of this Rambam. They had to have received, we don't do Pruvu because it was said to Noyach or it was said to Adam Rishon. We do Pruvu because Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not written in the Torah, and the Chanabi. That's Pshat in the Gemara was not repeated, it was not repeated in the Torah. But Avada, they heard it. What? The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says lemitzasayinol or whatever other things, right? So so what do you see from this Rambam? That anything now you have to know how this Rambam works exactly because the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim when he describes a seder for some reason when he talks about Hilchas Bnei Noach, he says Adam Rishon got six mitzvahs, got seven and this and this and then Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlim the Torah. Mashlim was mashlim like he finished it off. You have to know how it fits in together. So Ravutna has a letter about that. But you have to know, that's what Joel is asking. According to this Reb Chaim, what do you mean the mitzvah of Mila comes from Deiris HaRishayim? Rambam's mashi don't. To say that the Yetzir Deifin Ein HaChanami. Rambam means to say it doesn't have the Din Torah. But still we do it because of Ram. We do say Lachnisei Bebris of Ram Avinu. It's not like we forgot of Ram Avinu. Right? So you have to know how that works. That's a shmuz b'fnei atzmo. Okay, we'll stop here. It's a shavuot. The what?
Since the Torah is there, the Rabbi got the mitzvah, that gave
him the kochi.
That gave him the kochi.
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the secret to Avraham Avinu, that gave him the kochi.
So it comes from Avraham.